Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hello, it's Ann Nelson, your host for today's show. I'd like to introduce Damien Lupo from Total Control Financial. Damien has been in the business world and has started and owned more than 30 different companies, including an insurance agency, a precious metals firm, a venture capital company, a financial consulting firm, and many real estate investment and development companies. Damien is an author and is sought after financial consultant by investors and business owners. He has a vast knowledge of financial markets, money psychology, and pattern recognition. So welcome to the show, Damien.
Hey, Anna. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
We all eventually, we get to that stage in life when we realize that maybe we haven't been paying enough attention to our financial matters. And I know the closer you get to the retirement isn't probably the best time to be doing something about our financial plan. So what do you recommend? I believe you have a qualified retirement plan that you are promoting.
Yeah, exactly. What I really promote and what I encourage people to do is to own this thing called retirement. And I actually don't really like the idea of the word retirement, but that's another thing. What I do want to really talk about, though, is that when we're looking to the future and we're thinking about how we're going to pay for it, the financials that are involved, it's really important for us to be totally responsible. And I think that there's a missing piece where for decades, people all over the world have been told by these financial institutions to just turn their money over and hope and pray and it'll all work out and they're going to get 10% per year or whatever it is. And the problem with that is that it's not true. And it may have worked in the 50s and 60s when there was a boom going on with industrialization, but today, it matters that people are taking responsibility and thinking about how they can become sophisticated investors. And it's not something that people should feel like it's beyond them. I think the institutions, the financial institutions, especially Wall Street, have kind of created this illusion that investing is super complicated and it should be best left to the experts. And I think that that's crazy, because who's going to take care of your money better than you are? And it's about being educated. And really, if you have an eighth grade education, you can do very, very well if you're committed to it. And then it's just it's a question of what does that look like? So maybe we could talk about what those numbers really look like and what it takes, because I think there's a lot of confusion around, like, what do I need if I'm going to retire, if I'm going to stop working? Do I need $1 million, $20 million? Like, what's the number? And it's very confusing. So a lot of times nothing happens. And then we wake up one day, 60 years old or whatever that age is, and we're thinking, crap, it's too late. Now what do I do? So instead of waiting, let's get really honest about what that looks like. And then maybe we can have a conversation around that to start taking action and setting ourselves up for success instead of putting our heads in the sand.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. So in your experience, when do people look at this and when should they look at it?
Well, I think the best time to look at it is about 20 years ago. So whether somebody is 40 or 20, I mean, really, that you want to do it as soon as possible. And the mistake people make is they think that if they don't do a certain amount, let's say that they're saving and investing, and in their mind, they think, all right, I need to have at least $1,000 per month. And so they won't do anything because they don't have an extra thousand. And the beautiful thing is that you can start at any point by creating a rhythm. And that's whether it's the $100 or the $500 or $1,000 or $10, whatever that number is, it's starting today. I mean, one of the strategies that I've had, I remember talking to my family about this, was you could buy an ounce of silver every month, and it would be something to get you started, and you could hold it so you'd start feeling what it's like to be an investor, and in your hand you would see what it's like to start thinking about the future. That might be only $15 or $20. There's nobody that is listening that could not figure out how to do that. If you're an Uber driver, you could do it one day a month and have enough to buy an ounce of silver or two. And that gets you started. And that's the biggest roadblock or the biggest barrier where people just hesitate, and you can do something. So I encourage people to do, I love the idea of the precious metals because you can hold it, you can attach emotionally to it, and it gets you somewhere. It may not be what you want to invest in with your money. I mean, I love real estate. I love small businesses, things like that. But you got to find something, and you got to start now. I mean, that's the big thing. And then you have to get honest about what you want to accomplish, the outcome. And the mistake people make is thinking, okay, if I just have $2 million or a million or whatever that number is. And I've had so many of my clients over the years that I've done work with that end up at 50 or 60 years old, and they've got a million or $2 million in the bank or their superannuitization fund or a 401k. It's sitting there, and then they're scared because they don't know how to actually invest it. They've just been throwing it into a black hole for so long, and they're scared it's going to go away. And the reality is, at that point, there's not enough time to do the same thing they did in the past, which is save it month after month, because they'll be dead by the time they get to that million or two. So they tend to be paralyzed. And that's where it's important starting today to take responsibility and say, okay, I'm going to learn how to become a sophisticated investor.
A sophisticated investor. Well, that sounds intriguing. What else can you tell us about that?
Well, I think that it's one of my friends here in the United States, Robert Kiyosaki, talks about how it's important that you become the smart, safe, savvy investor. It's not about the investment. And a lot of times people will ask the question, what should I invest in? And that's the wrong question. The question is, what kind of investor are you going to be? And it's studying. There's two things. One, it's becoming educated on the different things that are out there and on your own psychology. So there's lots of great books. I mean, they're limitless books. I love Robert Kiyosaki's books to get people started with the context. The other really important thing is to be really conscious about the people that are influencing you. I wrote a book called Reinvented Life, and one of the chapters is called The Bucky Five. And these are the five people that influence you, and you really become an average of them, including how wealthy they are, the health of these people, the ethics and integrity of these people. And if you're in a place where you don't feel very financially secure, the reality is you're probably spending time with people that are in a very similar boat. And so if you want to take, it's almost like a hack, like Tim Ferriss would say, it's a life hack. If you want to find a way to accelerate your financial life and put yourself in a great position for retirement, it's really important to start spending time around people that are successfully doing that, that are already on the path. If you just hang out with people that are totally lost and confused, the likelihood is you're going to stay very lost and confused and probably pretty scared. So the environment, the people, and it's what we're doing right now. You and I are having this conversation. And so folks that are listening get to hang out with us, and they get to pick up on things that maybe they wouldn't hear normally. So my strategy is I find the smartest, the wealthiest, the most successful, the people I admire, I find them and I just swim in their Kool-Aid. I listen to their podcasts. I'm reading their books over and over again. And I'm basically hanging out with those people if I don't have the ability to hang out with them one-on-one. It's how I start becoming those people that I look up to.
Wow. Well, that's a good place to be, to know your investing type and be mindful of who you're listening to. So where do you suggest that people need to concentrate their efforts?
Well, one of the things that it's really important to start with is to figure out exactly where you are and how you are. And one of the fastest ways to do that that I've found is playing the game cash flow. And for those that haven't heard of this, it was a game that was created about 20 years ago by Robert. And this game allows you to see how you operate, and it gives you a chance to see that before you go out there and get maybe smashed in the actual markets or investing or in real life. It's an opportunity to kind of paper trade, as we would call the idea of investing in the stock market without putting money in there. It gives you a sense of who you are as an investor, and you get to speed up time. So you don't have to wait 5 years to see how you might do as a real estate investor. You can actually see what you do and how you would potentially act in the real world in real estate, you also start to learn the difference between speculation and cash flow investing. You start understanding how your spending habits are really destroying your ability to retire wealthy and retire happy. There's nothing that's faster or more efficient in my mind or my experience than playing games that model real life. And that's the best game I've seen out there. It's a super fun game. You also learn a lot of cool things about the people you're playing with and how quirky they are with money. So it can be pretty entertaining if you want to learn about people.
Thank you. That's a really good tip. Where should we start with? Do you want to talk about real estate investing now?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the things that people tend to talk about when they think about real estate. There's two things. There's the idea of having property that pays you every month. And then there's the idea that's very popular all over the world where you buy and sell stuff and like the flipping. There's a lot of television shows about this. And the problem with the type of real estate investing where you're just, say, buying and selling something is that's a job. And it's not really investing. You're not really setting yourself up for the future, because if you have to keep doing that, you don't really have any security. You don't have anything that's paying you. The golden goose is the idea of residual income. And just to have an idea, if we're thinking about retirement and we think that if we have $1 million in the bank, that's going to be the answer. Getting to $1 million starting from zero takes forever if you're saving. If you start thinking differently and you start thinking about what it's like to have cash flow from properties, if you think about what your life looks like and maybe you spend $4,000 a month, you know, how many rental properties would you need to buy to have $4,000 a month? Maybe 10, maybe 11, maybe a 12-unit building. Doing that one time, you can do that inside of a year or two. And alternatively, if you were to save up enough money that you would be able to, say, put in a bank and get 1 or 2% or whatever they're paying now, it's terrible, you'd have to save $4 or $5 million, which would potentially take you 30, 40, 50 years. And so if you can change the mindset around what it's like to invest and stop just throwing money into either a speculative real estate investment that's going to kick out cash one time or just saving money up and start thinking in terms of cash flow, then you've got the ability to create something that's going to truly sustain you that you can spend every month. That's one of the biggest shifts people have to start with, is understanding that cash flow is king and really cash is trash. I mean, I totally buy into that concept. You'll end up burning through cash, but when it pays you every month, whatever your assets are, then you've got the ability to continue going indefinitely. And I think that's where people should start.
Right. That's really interesting. And talking real estate, are you in residential or commercial, or is there anything you favor?
One of the things that I think about is what are things going to look like in 10 or 15 years? And it's about looking into the future and figuring out what's still going to be there. When you have rental property that's going to pay you forever, you want to make sure that it's stable. And there's a lot of things technologically that are shifting people's patterns, their habits. There's companies like Amazon that are doing everything delivery. So are people going to go to the malls anymore? Is that a good idea? You know, there's 3D printers that are going to change things to where we can just make things in our own home. The one thing that's not going to change in my mind is people are going to have a place to live. And I want to think about 10 or 15 years from now, where are people going to want to live? And I study Harry Dent. I think he's a great one for people, especially in their 40s and 50s, to really pay attention to, because he talks about the demographic trends with the baby boomers and what's going to happen over the next 10, 20, 30 years. And he's very, very good at forecasting. So if you can think about where the baby boomers are going to live and the echo boomers and these giant groups of people, those large numbers, it would help you to understand where the demand is going to be. And then once you have that, it helps to determine where you're going to invest. You don't want to invest in a place where there aren't going to be any people in 10 years because they've all moved south because they want to be warm as they retire. So I think that's a healthy place to start with his books. He's got a lot of great books. And then think about what fits you. You may love raw land. You may love apartments or commercial. You really have to figure out what kind of investor you are and what resonates with you. You don't want to do something just because it's in vogue. So this is where the education is important. And it's vital that you have patience. I've seen so many people get so anxious, especially when they've got money in the bank and they want to invest, and they'll throw it at the first thing that comes at them instead of being patient and finding the right thing and being smart about how much you're risking on any one thing. The patience thing can kill people faster than just about anything else.
Yes, we all know that if you've been investing in shares as well.
That's right.
We're all guilty of that. So staying with real estate then, in your experience, where do you start?
The first place to start with real estate is really educating yourself on the basics of it. And there's, at this point, there are so many options to go out and learn about it on the internet with YouTube and people that have products and courses. It's hard to know where to go. In the beginning when I started about 20 years ago, I remember reading Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I went to some seminars it's very similar information at these different seminars, real estate seminars all over the world, very similar information. So when you go to a seminar, you're going to be learning what's going on now. And I think that's a great place for people to cut their teeth and really to start. It's funny because I remember going and I was spending, say, $3,000 to $5,000 per seminar. I spent over $1 million on the seminars and coaching over a period of about 8 years. And there were people that would tell me that I was crazy for spending $5,000 to take a 2-day course. And what's funny is I built a $20 million portfolio and had 150 houses and apartments and things. So the truth is, if you're willing to work and dive in, then you can make these things, these type of investments, turn into a fortune, but they don't do it on their own. So it's truly an amazing place to invest, which is in yourself. Or it's a complete waste of money if you think it's going to do it on its own. You've got to be active and really engaged. And that's probably where I would start looking, is finding the seminars that are local, going to them. But there's truly an unlimited amount of information on the internet. And if you just start typing and you know, Google searching for these different, for cash flow, real estate investing, you're going to find more information than you can ever use. The next step truly is going out and doing something. And that's where having a coach or a mentor that's actually been out there, has actually done it, that's where they can bridge you from learning the stuff to being an investor, because it can be scary going out there and investing and hoping you don't lose money and having no idea really what you don't even know. Having the mentor that's already been through it is the bridge that can take a lot of that unknown out and save you from really getting hurt and make you successful in a majority of the cases.
Yes, I think dealing with someone that is a bit of an expert in the field that you're looking at is the way to go, because we all think it's easy just go and buy a house, but there's more to it than that, that's for sure. I personally bought a house in a coal mining town, and I enjoyed record rents for quite a few years, but guess what? The rents are tied to the world price of coal, and the rental return isn't near as attractive as it used to be.
No, it's interesting you mentioned that, because I have friends that were doing a lot of investing in Perth and places when there's a contraction, like when China slows down their production, they tend to slow down their purchase of these raw materials. And that's something you really have to be sensitive to, which is why it's so valuable to have someone in your life, a paid mentor or coach. When you're paying somebody, you tend to pay attention, and somebody that's been there and done that is probably going to give you some feedback on those type of risk factors. Like, is there one industry that could absolutely destroy your portfolio if it goes sideways? And sometimes you wouldn't even think about those things if you hadn't been there, but someone that's been through cycles and made money and lost money. And I think that's one of the useful things for the conversation I'll have with people, because I've made so much money and I've also lost a fortune. So I know what it's like to go through this stuff, and it's easier to see things beyond the horizon once you've gone there. And when you're first starting out, you can't see anything beyond the horizon because you don't have the emotional experience yet.
That's right. Very true. So that's a big tip. Get a qualified coach with experience. Yeah. What else would you like to talk about? Your qualified retirement plan?
Yeah, so one of the things that we have to be really conscious is that the governments of the world are always going to want to have a piece of the pie, and it's almost a game. Unfortunately, we have to be conscious of the game and do our best to play the game smart. And the game I'm talking about is getting taxed. And when we have an opportunity to either avoid or defer taxes, I think it's smart to educate ourselves on that. So in the United States, there's something called a 401k. It's a retirement vehicle. And one of the interesting things, there's something called a QRP, which is sort of, it's a self-directed, basically it's a retirement vehicle that you control. So all your money is in a checkbook. It's very cool because anybody in the world can actually have this, and they can use this as an investment vehicle. So somebody that's in Australia or Singapore or somewhere could literally have money in their plan in the United States and invest it in real estate in the US or in anywhere in the world. So there's some options and some opportunities to learn about this and potentially use it as a tool. Because if we can take our money and find a way to invest it, either having it tax deferred for the next 30 or 40 years, or even tax free, and there are ways to do that here where you're never paying taxes, that's a lot better than the tax rates. I mean, the tax is the biggest expense we're ever going to have, unless we can find a way like this to remove ourselves from that system. So my suggestion to everyone is to educate yourself on this tool and see if it's a fit. I mean, I'm pretty sure there isn't a single person listening that would prefer to give their money to the government than have it themselves. So I would hope that they would want to take advantage of this type of tool.
What is it called again?
It's called the QRP. And the book I wrote is called The Total Control Guide to the QRP. And you can get it on Amazon, or you can get a copy if you go to totalcontrolfinancial.com. And I'm happy to send one out. So it's really the nuts and bolts, so you can figure out if you qualify for it and if it's a good idea for you. So really, that's part of the education, finding new ideas and seeing if they fit for you. That's why I wrote the book, to see if this fits for people. And if it does, we can walk them all the way through it, get it set up, and help them start to understand real estate and precious metals and alternative investments. I'm not a big fan of the traditional Wall Street type of stuff. So some people like that. That's great. It's not my thing. I would prefer to invest in things that I can control and that I can hold, real assets. And so I focus a lot of the book on those type of things and how to buy those things and invest in those. And to me, that's what it's all about, having the ability to control your financial future.
It sounds really, really interesting. Thank you. Could you tell us a bit more about precious metals? I know you touched on it at the beginning.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny because I've been in the precious metals world since basically I was born. It was kind of a family thing. And as I got older, I read more and more, and I was learning about the monetary system. And what I learned was that we have a really screwy system, and the system is all about fake money. It's about this printing of money. So all of the governments in the world have central banks, and they all do this. And one thing that they can't do is print gold and silver, and gold and silver are real money. So my thinking is, I want to have assets that cannot be manipulated and cannot be created out of thin air, like dollars and yen and RMB and all these things. So it's important for people to have, if you're going to store money and you're going to protect yourself against this out of control printing, it's very, very smart to have at least something in gold and silver. Another interesting thing is that almost everything out there that's being produced electronically and even like medical devices has silver in it, and silver is continuing to be chewed up. So if you're chewing something up and you're throwing it away and it's being consumed, obviously there's going to be lots and lots of demand, and lots of demand is going to push prices up. So I talk about that in my gold and silver book, that there's an opportunity to both hedge and protect your money, as well as potentially make a fortune as these metals come into their own and the prices are reflected based on the actual volume and quantity that are out there and then being used and consumed.
I'm sure there's a lot for us all to learn. It's very interesting to hear different perspectives about investing and how we can protect ourselves, I suppose, by being a bit diverse.
Yeah, there's an important factor in that. The diversity, there's a mistake that many people make where if they feel like if they have a mutual fund, if they have a bunch of stocks, then they're diversified. And that's a lie. The reason it's a lie is because all of the money is sitting in paper assets. And that's one class of investments. So if you think about all of the stocks, all the mutual funds, all the bonds, that's all paper. And what you really want to be thinking about is, am I diversified in things that are real, whether it's real estate or private businesses or precious metals, or maybe even life insurance? There's different things that we can have. That's diversification. It's not having 27 stocks in the stock market. That is literally the worst idea I've ever heard. And it's definitely not diversification. It's diversification.
What did you say? Diversification.
Diversification.
Right.
Terrible.
I've learned a new word today.
And that's a global word. Diversification is every country in the world. It's the same thing.
Oh, okay. Now, I believe you are also a bit of a martial arts expert. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things that I always wanted and I always thought would be kind of fun to learn how to be a ninja. It was one of those things as a kid, you see the movies. And over the years, I tried some different things out. And then in 2000, I found Aikido, and it ended up being one of the most amazing, beautiful things I've ever come into contact with. And it's something that I started studying and I spent many years involved with, and ultimately merged my understanding of Aikido with yoga and developed a martial art called Yokido, which is specifically geared for women that tend to practice yoga. And it gives them the ability and some skills and techniques that are based a lot on yoga and Aikido, to where they have a different level of confidence and ability to both defend themselves and just be able to move freely in the world and not live in fear. It's just something that really bugged me to see a lot of women that didn't have the confidence. They felt like they might be a victim. And knowing how many women were really involved in yoga, I thought, interesting, I love yoga and I love Aikido. And if I put these together, perhaps I can share this gift with more women to free them from those security issues.
Is it around the world?
It's fairly new, so it's not around the world right now. It's basically wherever I go. There are people that have taken some of the classes, and so over time it'll spread. It's kind of my baby. It's fairly young, so most people haven't experienced it yet, and I hope more people will over time. And there's more information at yokido.org for anyone that wants to check it out and read more about it.
Okay, so it says here that you are a 5-time author. So what else have you written, and what do you recommend for people looking at their future?
I wrote a book on precious metals, The Quick and Dirty Guide to Gold and Silver, and that really gives you the nuts and bolts on precious metals. And so you can understand what it is, how you do it, why you want it. And the book on the QRP, that was what the qualified retirement plan. The first book was on real estate, which is kind of a funny book. It's a terrible cover. I mean, I designed the cover myself and I'm embarrassed, but it's what it is. And it's called Maverick Mistakes in Real Estate Investing, basically how I lost my first $1 million. And that one was really sharing the lessons to be able to give people an opportunity to learn through other people's experience, and specifically mine. And so I did those. And then the story of the whole transformation, working through real estate, building up multi-million dollar portfolio, and then losing it, and then rebirthing, recreating wealth again, and going through that process, was my story that I wrote about in Reinvented Life. And it's a story, and it also has a ton of tools and ideas around how you can reinvent yourself. And wherever you are, if you're working and you want to be doing some other type of thing with your life, or just understanding the financial aspects of reinventing yourself, that whole process, there's a ton of useful information in there and actual activities that will allow you to get clear and get wherever it is you want to go. So those were the main books. And then I've got another book coming out later this year on the realities of real estate and retiring. And so that should be a pretty fun one for people to take and run with and start building up real wealth.
Sounds interesting. I'll look forward to it. So all your books are on Amazon?
Yep. All of them are on Amazon in physical and Kindle. And Reinvented Life is on Audible for those people that like listening to things. And probably a lot of folks listening here are like me. They like to go to Audible and listen to their books and play them at 3x speed to get a lot more information in their head.
I didn't know about Audible myself, so I would love to go there, because I spend a lot of time. I live on a farm out of town, so I spend a lot of time driving in and out. So that would be a great way for me to hear you.
Yeah, and you know what's great for doing that? If you don't have an Audible account, I think they give you your first one free or something. They've got these deals. So if you haven't tested it out, I think it's a great place to go and be able to listen to a book. I basically listen to all my books. So if that's how you like to learn, it's a great service.
Thank you. That's really great. Well, thanks very much for joining us today. Have you got any last little tips you want to pass on?
Yeah, I think just one thing overriding, and that really is that it's all about doing something. It's all about taking a step and really understanding that when we have the fear of making a mistake, maybe it's losing money or looking stupid or any of those things, really those mistakes are a gift. The universe is wrapping these mistakes up. They're wrapping up the gifts of wisdom, and they wrap it in this wrapping paper called mistakes, and they can hurt. And their truth is those things make us stronger, wiser, and better so that we can continue to grow and have the life that we want. So it's important for us to learn how to own the mistakes and look for the opportunities to make mistakes and grow. And I think when we really embrace that, there's an opportunity for us to have any type of life that we truly want.
Thank you. That was very wise. So if anyone wanted to find out more about you, where's the best place to go to?
They can either reach me at the company at totalcontrolfinancial.com, or they can find me at DamianLupo.com, or all of the social medias like LinkedIn. You can find me there, or Twitter. And I'm pretty easy to find. If you type my name into the internet, you're going to find me in 50 different places. So anywhere you go, you're going to find me. Reach out and I will definitely reach out back to you.
Right. Thank you. Thanks very much for joining the show.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. It's been really wonderful.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.